The portal is open and things are about to get fun.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Monday, happy Portal Day to all those who celebrate. It's going to be fast. It's going to be furious. Auburn hasn't added anyone since the portal opened, so fire everyone. I'm kidding, obviously, but today's going to be a lot. I'm sure today and every day over the next week, month is going to be action-packed, and we're going to talk about it every single day. But before we jump into all the portal stuff, let's give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a 300% deposit bonus in the casino. Whatever you give them, multiply it by three. You're going to get that back in free play that you can play with in the casino, and then take your winnings from there and hit the sports book. Bet any line you can imagine, any way you can imagine. Live betting, parlays, teasers, they got it all. Check them out, mybookie.ag. Last night we had an awesome live. Thank you guys for joining that one. Dap and Taylor brought a lot of great insight, and we discussed things, everything that was going on, and then jumped in the chat. But one thing I wanted to go a little bit further, a little bit more in depth into was about Hank. And Hank Brown obviously entering the portal yesterday, or announcing his intentions to enter the portal yesterday. A little bit of a, obviously, a change of tune from a week prior, where he said he was not going to enter the portal, or he was not in the portal. I guess that was sort of a clever play of words, but I'm just going to be honest. I don't think Hank really wanted to leave Auburn. I think if you asked him if the situation made sense, I think Hank would still be. He would remain at Auburn, and he would fight for, you know, the starting job, or at least fight for it next year, whatever. But it just didn't. The more that I think about it, and I was a little bit, I guess, I don't know. You're told one thing, and then another thing happens. I guess it just sort of is what it is. But and that's the nature of things. But I think the plan would have been a lot different had not this past season played out the way it did. I think that had Auburn had more success this year, it would have been a lot easier to roll into Hank or have a quarterback battle with the guys on the roster moving into 2025. But unfortunately, you had all the dysfunction, you had the creative ways to figure out how to lose games, and you ended up with a losing record, which puts a massive, massive importance on success for this year. And, you know, I hate to say it, but Freeze is basically coaching for his job this year. There is a ton riding on this 2025 season. And I don't know that you can take that kind of gamble at this point in time. You can't. Obviously you can't, because Hank's gone. I just don't think you can take a gamble like that on Hank, even though it could have possibly worked out. But if it doesn't, you look even that much more. There's even that many more red flags about decision-making, especially at quarterback, after you just retained Peyton, who Peyton had a solid year, but there were times where you could still see a lot of the same old mistakes, same old decision-making rear their head. So if you do that again and you have issues at quarterback, your decision-making at that position overall just starts to, I mean, it's basically malignant at that point in time if something were to go wrong. So those circumstances being said, there's just no way you could really go into 2025 without going and doing everything you can do to either A, get a bona fide starter, you know, a bona fide no doubter to come in and be your starting guy for 2025, or you're going to go out and try to get, you know, probably multiple guys to come in and compete, and guys that have a lot of talent, guys that you're evaling really, really closely that show the traits of possibly being able to pop, and you got multiple of them, and you have a competition, and, you know, best man win. Regardless, the more I go back and think about it, it's just not a great situation for Hank. That would have put him. So let's say that Auburn goes and gets a bona fide starter. There's no doubt he's going to come in. He's going to be the starter. That would put Hank of having three seasons here without being able to, you know, get the starting job. And typically, if you look around the country, most guys start to kind of get their first playing time sometime in their sophomore year, the more elite guys, and sort of ride it out the rest of the time. So now we're going into year three for Hank. Year three, he's probably not going to win the job if you bring in a bona fide starter. And then you go into year four with only a chance to win the job against, you know, if, you know, everybody stays with a Walker White against a Deuce Knight and against whatever 2026 guy they bring in. In other words, your clock is ticking. So the more and more I think about it, the more I guess this decision makes sense. My thought process was, hey, if Auburn can get a one-year guy, and once that one-year guy comes and goes, then you can compete for the job or kind of see where you stand. You'll know if you feel good about winning the job in 2026. And if not, the same places that you'll be afforded to go now will still be there 1 year from now. But the more I think about it, everybody assumes it's going to be UAB because of Trent Dilfer. That would be a terrible decision, in my opinion, just because I think Trent Dilfer is probably, you know, 1 year away from being fired at UAB. But you go down and maybe play two good years somewhere, maybe 1 year, maybe you pop in the first year, and then maybe you can transfer back up. You're just running out of time. And the more and more I think about it, it makes sense. It's just, unfortunately, the way things played out the first two seasons of Hugh's tenure, the premium on the third year just doesn't afford the flexibility to just roll with one of your guys that's unproven. And that's unfortunate because I think Hank has a lot of really good traits, and I think he could have been a decent quarterback. And I wish things would have gone better last year, A, for just sanity reasons and just being an Auburn fan, but also for Hank too, because I think that would have been much easier to make that transition to Hank if you have some success. You know what I mean? If you'd had some success, it'd have been much easier to roll forward. But it is what it is. I just wanted to talk a little bit more about Hank because we didn't really get a ton of time to talk about him last night. And he's by far the biggest name that's gone into the portal so far. Speaking of names that have gone into the portal, we're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Go to retirementresults.com/plan, get a custom free portfolio analysis. It's a $1,500 value in most places. He'll go through everything. You may already have stuff in place. You may not have anything in place. He can analyze what you got, and he can take, if you don't have anything, he can take your needs and everything that you got going on and put you on the path to success, to help you stretch your dollar as far as it possibly can go because you've worked so hard to save it. So Check him out. Tell him we're Eagle. Tell him we sent you. Make a friend at the same time as Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Auburn has had 9 guys total so far that have announced their intentions to enter the portal. So as we sit today, nine guys have at least informed Auburn, have informed the staff, have informed the world, basically, that they, once today opens up, their names are in the portal, they can be contacted. I imagine they have agents, people acting on their behalf that have probably got some ideas of where they could go. Those guys are Hank Brown, Holden Garner. So Auburn's down 2 quarterbacks. So you have Walker White and Deuce Knight. So the premium is going to be on bringing in 2 quarterbacks. It doesn't mean they don't like Walker White. It doesn't mean they don't like Deuce Knight. Nobody you bring in every year, nobody you bring in is a complete 100% reflection on how you feel about the quarterback room, because you have to have 4 quarterbacks. So it doesn't mean they don't like Walker White. We got to get past that. Okay. You got to have 4 quarterbacks, no matter what, you got to have 4 quarterbacks. So you got the 2 quarterbacks. You got Caleb Wooden, which I think it was not a surprise on depth chart, but a surprise just because his name wasn't really floating around. So, and you know, Auburn tie with his brother, only 1 year left. Do you ride it out and try to help turn this thing around? But again, he was at times like 3rd on the depth chart. So with Auburn bringing in 2 really, really incredibly talented young safeties, and then the emergence of Caleb Harris and the other guys that you already have on the roster makes total sense. EJ Harris, an offensive lineman from Auburn High School, interior offensive lineman, hadn't got a lot of run yet. Doesn't surprise. Again, he wasn't on one of the lists that you know, people were talking about as far as people going in, but it doesn't surprise. Caleb Burton, that one was expected. Hasn't been able to really break through. And I think he's had some discipline stuff, issues as well, stuff he's working through. So that one was not a shock. Camden Brown has not had discipline issues, has worked his tail off, just hasn't been able to break through. So I think he's got 1 year left. That one was not a surprise either. Gage Keys, we got him from Kansas. It looks like he may be going back to Kansas per Alan Head, you know, one of the insiders over at On3. And if Alan says it, it's probably going to happen. So Gage was, I think, if not the first, one of the first few commitments in the winter portal period. And I'm not sure that he played more than just a handful of snaps. So didn't work out at all, period. So you got that one. And then you got the 2 to me that were bigger surprises. Bigger losses, not really surprises. TJ Lindsey makes me the most sad, I guess, out of everybody, because I just think he had a chance to be really good. He had put on a lot of good weight. He was going to be around 6'5", 290, and he's multifaceted. I think he could play outside and inside, and when you can have a guy like that that can do that and eliminate the need to have substitutions, boy, oh boy, that's killer. That is something that's invaluable. And I think he had the ability to be that guy. Of the freshman class, that 2024 class, he was one that I expected to go into the portal just based off of some intel that I gathered. But I think for the most part, that class is going to stay relatively intact. I think the quarterback, what you do in the portal at quarterback, is going to make a big deal. But for the most part, other than obviously TJ Lindsey, I think you're going to keep the biggest core of that class intact. But it still doesn't make losing TJ Lindsey hurt even less. I love defensive linemen. You just brought in a bunch of defensive linemen. But again, he was here. He was big. And there was a pathway. He was going to be a factor at Auburn. I want to – something about TJ that I don't think people remember or understand is he was at IMG Academy. But he's from Arkansas or somewhere around Arkansas. So imagine you go away for high school and you go away again for college. I could see the homesickness there. So I would watch out for Arkansas there. And I think Arkansas is going to get a really good one. And I think he's going to be really good at Arkansas. He's going to be frustrating. So that's going to be definitely some luckily, we only play them, I guess, in this new setup. We play them next year, and then we don't play them for 2 years. So he's going to definitely – I imagine he would probably get into cracking. If he goes to Arkansas like expected, I imagine he would crack into the lineup pretty quick, and he could be an issue for us next year. But TJ Lindsey, hate to lose that one. And then Micah Riley, we've talked about him. Kind of a shocker. Auburn's going to need to bring in probably two tight ends, depending on Brendan Frazier's status. The returning senior, if he returns, I think there's some questions on his eligibility because I think he did sign under Gus. He may have signed in that 2020 class. I can't remember, which was when Gus was fired and he was committed and stayed, or maybe they went and got him. I can't remember exactly how that whole thing went down, but there's questions on if he has another year, if he comes back. Maybe you only need one more tight end, but he's had some issues with injuries. So you at least one tight end, maybe two. But out of those nine, I think if you got to lose nine guys, I think you're happy. Or let me rephrase that. You're okay. You've dodged several bullets if those are the nine guys that you lose. Now, I assume there's probably going to be a few more, but if you had to say, hey, you're losing nine, you're going to lose nine players. I would say that for the most part, if those nine are the nine you lose, you're at least a little bit, you're okay with it. You don't want to lose anybody, but with everything that's going on, I think you're okay with losing those guys. Nobody that's going to affect you in 2025. Now, you got to change some plans in 2026 and 2027, but nobody that should affect you in 2025. So what do the numbers look like? What should we expect as far as how many people that we add in the portal? How many more should we lose? I think that's a great discussion to have. I think you got, depending on how the eligibility works, you had anywhere from 20 to 22 seniors. And so obviously all those guys are gone. Could you lose Dylan Wade to the NFL? Dylan Wade has another year. I think in an ideal scenario, you'd love to have him come back if you can get a – well, you have to. There's no if. You have to. You'd love him to come back and play on the interior. That was the plan this year, and you had just some really unfortunate luck. Percy Lewis just wasn't either able to get up to speed, didn't want to, or maybe just it was a miss on an evaluation. I think there was guys they had ahead of him that they wanted. You had to have a tackle. You brought him in, and that was the plan was to have Dylan Wade inside. So if you can bring Dylan Wade back to play inside, I think it'd be a little bit more enticing for him to want to come back versus come back and play left tackle out of position, even though he's serviceable out there. That's just not best for him, for his career moving forward in the NFL. So I think, you know, if he were to bolt, add that to the numbers. So now you're somewhere in the neighborhood of losing 22 to 23 actual players off this team, seniors or junior. That would bring you to 22 or 23 seniors or draft eligible kids leaving off this team. What happens with Brendan Frazier? I think he's coming back. So if he comes back, that's great. If not, obviously add that number to the total we just mentioned. You've lost 9 players in the portal so far. Probably going to lose another 3 to 5. So maybe you're looking at a 12 to, you know, anywhere from 12 to 14 kids in the portal. So you're looking at a total of number. You're looking at a number around 32 to 35 kids that you're going to lose from this year's roster, from seniors graduating, draft eligible, possibly going into the draft, and then portal, somewhere around 32 to 35 kids. Okay. You've brought in 25 high school kids. 21 of those will be here in January. So you'll have 21 of those 32 to 35 spots filled in January. Then that leaves you somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 to 10 spots in the portal, probably leaning towards that 10. And they'll make the numbers work on those last couple to fill out the roster. And you know right off the bat, you're going to bring two quarterbacks and probably 2 offensive linemen are going to be a part of those numbers. So doesn't leave a ton of spots as far as get kids to bring in, unless they really start encouraging guys off the roster to go into the portal, which basically all the guys left are the high school guys you brought in. There's not a ton of holdover left, and there's not a ton of there's just not a ton of older guys left on the roster. It's basically it'll be a full roster of Hughes high school guys, and then Hughes portal guys. It'll be basically all of that, mostly high school. So again, there's not a ton of folks that you want to just, I hate the term process, but that's what it is. Essentially saying, hey, we got it. We basically need your roster spot. We need your scholarship. So it might be best to look elsewhere. Those numbers are they'll make those numbers work, but you're looking at right now somewhere in the neighborhood of, 7, 8 to 10 spots, something like that, as far as portal goes, over the next month or so. And I think it'll move fast. So what position pops first? That's going to be the most intriguing. We ought to do a contest. Whoever guesses it, we give away a prize. I don't know what that prize would be. It may just be a shout out on the show or a pat on the back, but we'll see what happens. But overall, the portal is open. The portal is popping. And I think this time Auburn is actually prepared. I think Auburn's actually prepared to do some damage and get this roster filled out pretty quickly. So I'm very obviously curious to see what happens at – I think you're going to be heavy offense in this portal. I don't think you need a ton on defense. So we'll see what happens, and we'll keep you posted every step of the way. I really appreciate you guys listening. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And we'll be back again every single day this week. And if there's some breaking news, you never know, you might catch a live. So hit that alert bell. Hit that alert bell, because especially if Auburn were to land a quarterback, that'd be something worthy of jumping in the chat and seeing what your guys' reaction would be. So, again, I really appreciate your listens, and we'll catch you again tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.